With your connection to agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. On March 25th, 2024, the USDA announced that highly pathogenic avian influenza was detected in dairy cattle in several Southwest states. Here to talk more about the situation is Keith Polson. He's the director of Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory.
The most important things to remember here are, one, dairy cattle, we don't see a lot of mortality, so we don't see cows that are dying. Very different than highly pathogenic avian influenza in our domestic poultry. And two, this is really important, is that dairy products are safe to consume when pasteurized, just like any other dairy product is. They're safe for human consumption post-pasteurization. And then any beef that comes out of cold dairy cows is also safe for human consumption with proper cooking. Now, with that being said, you know, we have a very large group of people and agencies working on this problem, and we started noticing what we would call an unusual morbidity event or an unusual increase in dairy cattle illness in the southwestern part of the United States approximately 4 to 6 weeks ago. And about 3 weeks ago is when we started putting together working groups across the country to help find out what was going on in those farms in the panhandle of Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico. So this is it's a new event, consider a novel scientific event. We haven't seen highly pathogenic avian influenza in ruminant species at this point. There was that one report of a dairy goat kid in Minnesota, but we think that's a very separate event. We also have seen avian influenza and other mammalian carnivores from scavenging dead birds, but they present very differently. They tend to present with neurologic disease and death, and these cows are presenting more with being off feed and with a decreased milk production, and they have a very low mortality associated with the illness.
You can listen to the full interview on the Wisco Ag News podcast, and that's your Connection to Agriculture. I'm Joanna Guza.